yafus. We only say this svara when the owner comes back later and tells the shliach, like, you should have taken better, that he really means it. We only say that elalinya truma, bilvad. It's only a svara that the shliach did a mitzvah. Like, listen, you're supposed to take off truma. Mishum mit the mitzvahu. That since the shliach did him a mitzvah and took off truma for him, v'nichalei. Therefore, for sure, the balabas is happy what you did. So therefore, as long as the balabas comes back and says, listen, you could have taken even better stuff, that shows that the balabas is happy what you did, and therefore we said the truma is good. Aval hocha, but over here, when the balabas came home, and he saw the way his workmen gave the dates and gave the pomegranates to these rabbonin, it could be maybe he was makpid. Maybe really he still does not want them to take it. But why did he say you should have given them from the better? I'll tell you, mishum kisifusa hu diyam hachi. Because he's embarrassed. Like, he's embarrassed to admit that he doesn't want to give the rabbonin. So therefore he tells the sharecropper, listen, you should have given them better already. But maybe here the balabas still doesn't mean it. That was what Mazutra was afraid about. Mazutra was afraid that maybe even though the balabas are telling the sharecropper, you could have given them better, he doesn't really mean it with a full heart. He's only saying that because he's embarrassed now, like, not to give it to them, since you already gave it to them. So therefore, Mazutra was makpid not teach from it. So Taisa speaks out that even though he had the Gemara in Baba Kama that said, Arisa midenafshe kazovin, you're allowed to buy fruits off the sharecropper because we say he's selling you from his own produce. So Taisa says, there was talking about that he brings it out from his house. But here, since he was in the field, Mazutra was afraid that maybe the sharecropper took from the balabos's share, and that's why he was afraid to eat it. Whereas the other one, the other two, Rav Ashi and the Maimon that ate, they weren't choshed. They named on for sure the sharecropper took from his own produce. Therefore, they were able to eat. Then Achnami, if not for these svaras, like the Moshe Maskaner is, you don't use this svara by matonis. Maybe even though the balabos later says, okay, still you're not sure 100% he really means it. Maybe it's only Mishum Kisufa he says it. Now this is really the Shal Halacha. Let's say it's raining outside, and your friend has an umbrella, and you're stuck without an umbrella. It's there laying on the floor, nobody's using it right now. Do you have a right to go and take it and use it? Like, without his permission, if he'll be makpid upon it, it's a shel shleimi das, you have no right to take it, there'll be a gzela. If he'll give you permission, you're allowed to use it. But you don't know if he's going to give you permission or not. So chur, that's totally in yish shleimi das. And we pass in yish shleimi das lehevi yish. The fact that you would think that if you would ask him, he would say yes, but right now he didn't say yes yet. So chur, that's not still like he said yes. That's a shal alalach if you're allowed to do it or not. I think there's a shach that says that if you know for sure he's your friend, and you have no doubt in your mind that he'll give you permission, then also it's okay. That's better than Yishlei Medas. Like, the Chalal is not going to be taken over Paras Gzela, like he's your close friend, and you know for sure, like, he has nothing to lose by letting you use it. Here, by Paris, maybe, who says the Balabas wants to give away his fruits? But here, you just want to use somebody else's umbrella, or you want to use somebody else's raincoat, and the person is not using, he's not here right now, and you know, like, 100% he'll give it to you, so I think the shach says in such a case, it's okay. Right, nothing more says. Toshma, come and bring another proof. There's a locha about a peri has to be mekabel tumah before it can be mekabel tumah and needs a hechsher. It means water has to go upon fruits, upon oichel, to be machshu mekabel tumah. And the water has to be with nichusa that the balabos is nichus, happy that the water is on the peris. So now, odeyu ataleleim, the dew came down on your peris after you pulled off the apples, now dew came down on them. The samach and the balabas sees the dew, and he's happy that the dew is on the peris. Harei zeh b'chiyutim. That's considered like the peri now is huksh l'kabel tumah. That's the posuk of b'chiyutim. When water goes on the peris, it's huksh. Now if a sheret touches it, it will be mekabel tumah. What about nogva? What about, first of all, the peris dried up? Afal pisha samach, even though later the balabas is happy, like when the balabas comes back later, the dew dried up already. But the balabas finds out that there was dew on his peris, and he feels happy that water went on the peris to wash it off, still ain't a b'chiyutan. Still it doesn't help. Like Rashi says, we do not say, Kivon the harshtanicha, since right now he's happy that there was dew on it, mahani hai daitel mikara. Let's consider as if he had das before also. That's every heksher, and it should be considered like he did have das when the dew was on it. And we don't say that svara. See, if so, the kashan rava, this should be a kashan rava. In other words, if you say yish lemi das, heavy yish, since if he, when he does find out, it's still like he has das now, here also, when the owner finds out later that there was due and he's happy about it, why don't we consider as if he had das, the shasa was on it? The Gemara says, my love, isn't it? Mishum, because the lay arminu we do not say here, kivon di gloi milsa da hashta nichale, since we see right now that he's happy with it, mi kora na mi nichale, before also is nicha. No, we don't say that, svara. So, you see, not like Rava, we do not say yish leimidas, because this is the svara of yish leimidas. that since later, when the Baal HaBos finds out about it, he's Miyayish, we consider the Yish that he does later as if it's here right now. And here we see we don't say that. The fact the Baal HaBos finds out about it later and is happy about the due was on his Peiris, we do not consider as if he had das right now. So Gemara says, I tell you here it's different. By Hechsher Peiris is different. Shani Yosem, here by Hechsher Peiris is different. The Pasuk says, Ki Yitain, that you have to put yourself the water on top of the Peiris. So we dash you not Sheyitain, until you yourself put it. So here that the due came on it by itself, it can't be Machsher LeKabel Tumah. So Gemara asks right away, how can you say that? If so, Reishin Ami, then the Reish should also be a Kasha. The Reish says, if the dew went on top of the Peiris, you didn't put the water there. The rain, the dew came down by itself. If the Baal HaBos sees it now and he's happy right now, then it is good. Why? The Baal HaBos didn't put the water on it. If you want to tell me Ki Yitain, Ad Sheyitain, that the owner himself has to put the water on the Peiris, so why in the Reish is it good? The Baal HaBos didn't put the dew on the Peiris. The Gemara says, no. Hosam could Rav Papa. There it's like Rav Papa says. To Rav Papa Rami. Really, Rav Papa asked for Stephen and took Sukkim. Ksiv, one pasuk says, Kiyitain. It says, Kiyitain, that the owner has to put the water on top of his Peiris. But the Karinan, we read it, Kiyutan, if the water was put there by itself. So what's going on here? It's written, Kiyitain, but we read it, Kiyutan. So why? Hoketa has it come out. It's like this. Binan Kiyutan, dum yidachiyitain. True, the water could be there by itself. You don't have to put the water. But if the water got there by itself, it has to be the same way like you put it there. What does that mean? Ma yitin, just like when the Baal HaBos himself puts the water on, he washes off his peiris. Ladas, right now when the water is on the peiris, he's happy that the water is there. I'll tell you, af ki yutan, even like when dew or rainwater comes down on the peiris, that washes it by itself, but nami ladas. It has to be Kiyitain means that the Baal HaBos then has to know that it's on the fruits, the water, and he has to be happy with the water there. That's what is a special Gzeras HaKosef here. Even though we read it Kiyutan, the water is there by itself, but it also has to be a Kiyitain like the Baal HaBos is putting it there. Meaning that the Baal HaBos has to know that the water is on his fruits, and he's happy with the water on his fruits. So therefore, in the Sefer, where the Peiris already dried up, and the Baal HaBos first finds out about it after it dried out, so the Baal HaBos's das is not there, b'shas, it was the water was there. So that's not called Kiyitain. Therefore, here it's no good. See, when the wall over could be rubber hold yish leimidas, heavy yish, that's by other places. But not here that the Torah says clearly, Kiyitain, you have to put it there, you have to have das. Tosh Shema, come in here. Another raya. The Yomer Reb Yechanan, Mishum Reb Yishmel Ben Yoy Tzadok, Minayin, how do we know? Li Aveda, something that's lost, Sheshot for Nohor. If the river overflows and takes away your objects, Shimuteris, that whoever finds the objects after the river took it away, you're allowed to keep it. Such a thing is called Avudu Yemenu Kol Adam, that you're allowed to keep it, even without the Yish of the Bailim. Because the Pasuk says like this, as it says by the Pasha of Hashabbos Aveda, V'chein Tase L'chamura, you have to do the same thing if somebody lost his donkey, V'chein Tase L'simlosa, somebody lost his clothing, V'chein Tase L'chol Aveda Sechicha, to anything that your brother lost, if you find that you have to return it, Asher toivad mimenu, that was lost from your friend, umatzosa, and you found it, then you have to return it. So we darshan like this, mi shavud hemenu, something that was lost from your friend, but umitzuye to koladim, but it's by other people. Like the person dropped it on the street, so it's mutzah, it's found by other people. It's only lost from the owner. That's a mitzia that you have to return. That's called a Shabbos Aveda. But Yotze Tzuah goes out this case over here when the river overflowed and took away what's in your yard, it took away your chairs there, when floating away, Shavudi Mimenu, the Einam Tzuyet Koladim. Right now it's not much, it's not found by anybody. When the river and the ocean takes it away, it's like lost from everybody. So this Matzah, when it becomes lost from everybody, the Torah says there's no more Mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. Therefore, like it's an automatic Hafkor, it doesn't belong to the owner anymore, and therefore later when somebody finds it, he has the right to keep it. That's what we dash in this pasuk. Now we make a deal. The Gemara says the Isura Dumya Deteira. The Isur has the same halacha like Deteira. The Rashi says Kivon the Mechad Kroa Yafin. We're learning now from one pasuk Metsuye to Kolodim that if you find something in the streets where it's found by people, you have to return it. Now Sheinu Metsuye in a place where the river takes it away, it's not found by people. You're allowed to keep it. So in the same pasuk it says both halachas: the Isur when you have to return it, and that Torah, when you're allowed to keep it for yourself. So we dash it like this. Ma het Torah. Just like when the Torah says, when the river takes it away, you're allowed to keep it. Bein the yispo simin. Ubein the lespo simin sharia. There's no difference whether the object has a simen or doesn't have a simen. It's a new svara. If the river overflows and takes away the person's object, takes away the person's chair, even though he has a tremendous simen on the chair, whoever finds the chair later is allowed to keep it. That's the pasuk says. The mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda is only something that's found by other people, not here that's lost by everybody. So that's the heter. If so, I'll tell you, afi surah. The same way when it's found by people, that the Torah says there is a mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, you have to return it, I'll tell you, name the yispo simen. Whether you find something that has a simen, them sheet, you have to return it. But the Chiddush would say now, obeying the last base simen, even though there's no simen on the object, still you have to return it. Obeying the last base simen asura, that you're not allowed to keep it, you have to return it. Now why is that? If there's no simen on it, so why should you have to return it? The owner is miyayish, he has no simen, he has no way of getting it back. So where the pshat has to be is, that you picked it up before the owner was miyayish. And therefore, since you picked it up before the owner knew that he lost it, before it was miyayish, so when you first picked up the object, it still belongs to the owner. So therefore, there's a mitzvah Shabbos Aveda. And so from this pasuk, it'd be tiyufta the rava tiyufta, to be a kashan rava. Here we see not like rava, we see yish leimidaf, loy have a yish. Because according to rava, you don't have such a case. According to the rava, when the owner loses an object that he has no simon, he has no way of claiming it later, so even though the owner didn't realize that he lost it yet, but since we say Svar when he finds out that he lost it, for sure he'll be Miyayish, he'll give up hope of getting it back. So Yish Leimidat, heavy Yish, is considered like the owner was Miyayish right now. And therefore right now, you're free to keep it. So here we dash in the Pasuk know that there's a case that you have to return a Metziah even though there's no Simon on it. Where's the case? If you picked it up before the owner was Miyayish. So if so, Tiyuf to the Rav, we see clearly like Abaya, that Yish Leimidat, lo heavy Yish. As long as the Balabas does not know that he lost it, he was not really Miyayish, it still belongs to him. The Yish is not Chal. And the Mara says, V'hilchos HaKavos HaDabaya, which I can paskin like Abaya here, V'yakagam, in these few cases. Even though usually we know, HaMachlekes Abaya V'Rova, we paskin like Rova, excluding these few cases over here, Yakagam. These six cases here, we paskin like Abaya. Rashi says, Yakagam, these are Simoni Halacha saying, the first one, Yud, that's our Sugi Yish Leimidat. Then, Al Ayin stands for Eid Zem L'Mafreyo Nislam, Tamar Sanhedrin. Lam stands for Lechiyam Ameelav Gemar and Ervin. Then Kuf stands for Kedusha Shlanim Shul Lebiya. Then Gimel stands for Gilu Daita Begitu and Megal Daski and Vatal Shliachanat. And Mem stands for Mum Rechon of Elis. Lachis is Postle Linion Edis. So in these six cases we pass like Abaya and not like Rova. That's why Maz Maskona Yish Loimidas is Loi Heavy Yish. Or Malay Rav Acha Bred the Rova. The Rav Ashi, he asked him a question now. The Chimiyacha, the Isus of Rova, once we're slugging up Rova, like we're coming out now, Yish Leimidas, is Lohev Yish, if so, I have a kasha. Hani Tamri Dezika, when you have a date tree, that the wind comes and blows down the dates. So Locha is, if you walk in the street and find dates on the street, you're allowed to eat the dates. Why? Because we say most probably the Balabas was Miyayish, gave up hope on it. But, Hechi Achlinilhu, how do we have a right away to pick it up and eat it? Maybe the Balabas does not realize that it fell off the tree yet. True, if the Balabas knows that it fell off the tree, so then he's Miyayish. Because it gets me, as we had before, it gets the disgusting, gets ruined right away. But now that we pass in Yish Lemidas, Loi have a Yish, so as long as the Balabas does not know that his dates fell down, we have no right to take it. So how come we're not Makbid? We don't have to wait until the Balabas finds out about it. If you walk down the street and see dates there, you're allowed to take it right away. So Malay said back to him like this, Kivon Diyika Shkotsum Rumoshim. The Balabas knows that there are insects on the floor underneath his date tree. Tukachilu. And as soon as the dates fall down to the floor, they're going to run to start eating it. And so it's a svara that the mikari yusha miyayish minayu. The Balabas knows that when he has his date tree, he knows from before they fall down even. But any date that falls down to the floor, I know there are shkatsum or mushroom there, they can eat it up, so I'm miyayish right away. So therefore, even though the Balabas does not know that the dates fell down yet, but even before they fall down, he has in mind that any date that's going to fall off this tree, I give up hope, whoever wants it can keep it right away. Therefore, there's no shayla of yish leimidah. For the Gemara, that's good if the Balabas is a godel, is a normal person. But Yasmi, what's going to be if he's a katan? He's a yosem. He inherited his father, katan. The lav b'nei mechilu ninu. My, what can you do then? Like, if you know for sure this tree belongs to yosem, the chur then you cannot eat from the dates, because he can't be miyayish. So Gemara says true. Omele said back to him, Bagi b'yara di yasem l'nechatkinan. Like, when you walk down a normal street, you don't have to be afraid maybe this date tree belongs to a katan. Like most property belongs to Gedolim, not to a Yosim. Therefore, go bust a ride. You have a right to go bust a ride. that since most people that own the palm trees are gedolim, you have a right to say that these dates you find on the palm tree, it also belongs to a gadol, and therefore we have this svar for sure the owner already gave up hope of getting it back, therefore you're allowed to keep it. For the Gemara though, muchzak v'yoymed mai, what's going to be if you know for sure this tree belongs to a katan? What's going to be then? Or else karkas amai, let's say there's a gate around the tree that no insects can get in. What's going to be if it's a pure ground there? There are no insects there. There are no shkotsim or rumoshim. So then, l'churu, the owner is not miyayish. What's going to be then? Or Malay said back, true, asirin, in such cases will be asa. If you know for sure this date tree belongs to a katan, then even if the dates fall on the floor, you're not allowed to eat from them. Because the katan doesn't have das, he can't be meichel, he can't be miyayish. His yish means nothing. The same thing, if you know for sure under the tree, it's nice and clear, they're clean. If there's a gate there, stop the insects from coming in. So also, even by a gadol, but the Baal HaBos is not miyayish. Why should it be miyayish? Like it's in a good place. Senechlami, in these cases, we will not be able to take it. That's the maskana of the Gemara, though, that yish leimidas is loy have a yish. Now, the Mishnah says, k'richas b'shus rabim ariel l'shaloi. If you find bundles in the shus rabim, you're allowed to keep it. K'richas we had, Rashi says, k'richas again was amurim katanim, bundles of wheat. If you found bundles of wheat b'shus rabim, so you're allowed to keep it. Omar Rabbi says, v'yafilu b'dava shesh b'simen. Even if the bundle of wheat has a simen, let's say it was tied up a special way, even though it had a simen on it, still you're allowed to keep it. Why? Al Maksava Rabbah, we see Rabbah holds that simen osili doris lo yavi simen. Like since these bundles are small bundles, they're in the Rishus Rabbin, people are going to kick it around. And when it gets kicked around, it's going to lose its simen. Even though when you dropped it, it was tied up nicely, when it gets kicked around, it's going to lose its simen. That's called simen osili doris, simen that's aimed to be trotten on, kicked around, lo yavi simen. Whereas the owner does not realize, does not think the simon will still be there, so he gives up hope, he's miyayish right away. Rav Amar Rava says no. Loishanu ele b'dav ashen by simon. When does the Mishnah say if we find the kricha of these bundles of wheat, you're allowed to keep it only if it doesn't have a simon? Aba b'dav ashesh by simon, if you find this bundle that's tied up in a special way, it has a simon, hatei den chayiv l'hachris, then you have to return it. Why? Almuk sava Rav holds that simon also l'doris, heavy simon, it's called a good simon. Even though it's going to get kicked around in the Rishus Rabin, so what? The owner does not give up hope yet. He still has hope of getting it back. Therefore, you have to return it. Yeah. Rashi says, Lo Yabisim Rashi says, Shein Bolav Semech, the owner does not realize, rely, Lo says Le Simen, to give a Simen, because he says for sure, get ruined right away. Now, Vika Demastin Lo Shemaita Tobi Apin Afsha. Serm learned this Machlekes by itself. Stam, Simen Osludur. Somebody lost an object Rishus Rabin. That's going to get kicked around, and the simon will be lost. Is that called the good simon? Is the owner miyayish right away or not? So Rabba Amar Lo Yehavi Simen. Rabba says, no, it's not called the simon. The owner will give up hope right away. Rabba Amar Heavy Simen. No, it's called the good simon. The owner will not give up. He'll be samech on his simon. Tanan, if so, we know that our Mishnah, Krichas, Prishus Rabbin, if you find the bundle of wheat in the Rishus Rabbin, Harei Lashalai, Prishus Ayachidah, no, not our Mishnah, the price that says, though, Prishus Ayachidah, Noitla Machris. But if you find the same bundle of wheat in Rishus Ayachid, then you have to return it. Now, hey, Kidami, what are we talking about over here? Either less plus simon, if this bundle doesn't have any simon on it at all, is so b'shus yochid amay machris. If you find it b'shus yochid, why do you have to return it? A pronoun. You found it. The owner can't give you a simon, so it should also belong to you. So, l'chur etzaraya, l'chur we're talking about that there is a simon. And still it says b'shus rabim, you're allowed to keep it. So, l'chur etzaraya, teraba, that b'shus rabim, simon os l'doris, lo'y have a simon. Tumara says no. Elamah says Elalav the ispu simon. For sure, we're talking about here. It has a simon. That's why Brishus Yochid, you have to return it. Ukatonia still the Rashi says Brishus Rabba Harela Shaloi. If you find the Brishus Rabba, you're allowed to keep it. Alma, what Harela Shaloi? Alma, what do we see? That simon osli doris loy heavy simon. A simon that's aimed to be trotted on is not called a simon. We say the Baal HaBos is not saying on this. The Baal HaBos is miyayish right away. If so, tiyuf to the rova, it's a kashan rova. Omloch rova answer back no. Le'erlim, we're talking about over here, I'll tell you the last blue simon. We're talking about that this bundle here does not have any simon. And that's why Brishus Rabim, you're allowed to keep it. Udekarma, that you asked me, you said, Brishus Yochid, my machris, how come in Brishus Yochid you have to return it? How can you return it? How could it be machris? What kind of simon could it give? I'll tell you, Mokum. You just have to announce to say, listen, I found something in this place here. And then the owner that lost it has to tell you what he lost. That's why Brishus Yochid is called a good simon. All right, I'll turn over. In other words, on the actual chayfus, there's no simon. But if you find it Rishus HaYochid, then the person that finds it could pronounce something. He could tell people, listen, I found something in this spot right here. Now, Rishus HaYochid, it doesn't get kicked around. So the Baal HaBos now would think, listen, I was walking by there yesterday, and I lost my wallet. Even though I have no siman all in my wallet, but I could tell him, listen, I lost the wallet in that place. Or here's some of the kikrois, these bundles. Even though these bundles have no siman, but if you lost it in a private property, then when the person says, I found something in this spot, then you could go and give a siman saying what you found, what you lost there. Therefore, there's no tiyufta. Havada, we're talking about now, there's no siman. And that's why, Rishus Rabin, you don't have to return it. Because if there would have been a siman and a chnami, then even Rishus Rabin, you would have to return it. Therefore, there's no kspira to Rava. Now the Gemara says, Rabba says, Mokim lo have a siman. Rabba Augustine says, no, that's not a good siman. If you find something, Rishus Yochid, and there's no siman on the actual chayfet itself, even though you know where you found it, there's no such siman. Just to pronounce and tell people, I found something, that the owner should come and say, what, you say you found something in this spot, and the owner should say, what he lost there, that's not called a good siman. We're afraid people could guess, and just take a guess, what do they have to lose? Like you're saying, I found something here on 3rd Street. So no, I'll take a gamble and say, I lost my hat there, I lost a chair there, what do you got to lose? If you're right, they'll give it to you. If you're wrong, you have nothing to lose. So yo, that's not called a good siman. The Yitma we learned, Mokum. If somebody finds something in a special place, and there's no siman on the chayfets, is it called a siman just to pronounce and tell people, I found something here, in this place, you tell me what you lost there? So Rabba says, lo have a siman, that's not called a good siman. People could guess it. For Rabba, yes, have a siman, it's called a good siman. So if a Rabba Shetosu, there's no stira, why Kikras Rishus Rabin, you do not have to return, whereas Kikras Rishus Yachid, you do have to return, because there's no siman there, but the siman was a makam. Toshim, I'm going to bring another proof. It says, Kikras Rishus Rabin, somebody finds bundles in Rishus Rabin, Harei L'Shalah, you have a right to keep it, it's yours. Rishus Yachid, Noit L'Machos, you take it, but you have to pronounce it, you have to return it. For you have Lumais. Alumais are big bundles. Yeah, Rashi's Alumais means Oimrim Gedolim, big bundles. Bein Rishus Rabin, Bein Rishus Yochid, Noit L'Machos. Whether they're Rishus Rabin or Rishus Yochid, and both, you have to return it. So now, Rabba Hechi Metaritz Lo, for Rabba Hechi Metaritz Lo. How does Rabbi answer the difference between big ones and small ones? And how does Rabbi answer the difference between big ones and small ones? So like this. Rabbi Matarat Satayim. Rabbi goes according to his time, Besimin. And Rabbi says, we're talking about you have a Simin over here. And we'll soon see. For Rabbi Matarat Satayim, Bemokim. Rabbi says, no, here the question is, there are no Simonim at all on